Welcome to Days at Dogwood Canyon, a nature podcast brought to you by Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center in Cedar Hill, Texas. This is a podcast that will take you into our 200-acre wildlife preserve in the heart of the DFW Metroplex. Take a quick weekly break with us and get outside with the fresh air, the trees, and of course, the birds. Thank you so much, Anita, for joining us at our Days of Dogwood Canyon podcast. And I know you've recently had a last name change, so what's your official name that you're going by now?
Yeah, my official name is Anita Gilson. So we got married back in October and just getting through the name change.
Well, wonderful, and congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your job with Texas Audubon.
Yeah, so I work as a rangeland ecologist with Audubon, Texas, and that means I'm in North Texas up here, kind of working with farmers and ranchers and just helping them to maybe change up their operation a little bit or help them find assistance with conservation that's going to promote grassland bird habitat.
That sounds really interesting. And there is an official name for your program. Is it bird-friendly ranching?
Yeah, so it's Audubon Conservation Ranching, and it's to certify ranches and land that are raising beef on bird-friendly land.
Okay, that sounds really cool, but it also sounds like a little complicated. So what exactly do we mean by bird-friendly conservation ranching?
Yeah, so it's totally specific to every area, you know, every ecotype we've gone through and figured out what these grassland birds need the most. And a lot of it is managed through good grazing. So proper stocking rates, and we're focusing on rotational grazing, maybe even regenerative grazing in some circles, just giving those pastures more rest from those grazing animals so that they can recover and that they'll be better habitat for grassland birds.
Okay, that sounds really, really cool. So I'm familiar with rotational grazing. That means that you're going to leave at least a portion of your property alone for a certain period of time, right? Is that the exact same thing as regenerational?
So not as much. It depends on the circle you're in. Everybody has kind of a different, thing they think about when we're talking about regenerative grazing. But sometimes they tend to be more high intensity, so you'll have more animals on less land, but you'll be rotating way more often. So maybe every day you might move your animals. And it does really, it gets a lot of hoof impact on the land and a lot of, dung moving through the system.
Right.
So kind of giving all these nutrients back to the ground. And you are grazing it down, but then you're letting it recover for a long, long time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So if I happen to be a rancher listening to this, saying, that sounds like something I'm interested in, how can I go about getting information about participating in this program?
Yeah, so anybody can feel free to contact myself as anita.gilson, G-I-L-S-O-N, at audubon.org. That's one of the easiest ways to get the conversation started. We're always interested in helping, whether or not you run on 20 acres or 20,000. Either way, I think we want to get you help with conservation for birds.
Awesome. That's fantastic. So let's also say that I happen to be a rancher in Montana. Is this a nationwide program?
It is. So it's mostly in the western states right now. We're in 14 states at the moment, but we are expanding. So we're getting up into those northern states and we're starting our expansion.
Very cool. That's awesome. I love that. So what kind of things, if I am a rancher, what kind of steps are we going to go through to get me in this program and get me to be like certified Audubon Ranching Conservation Ranch?
Yeah. So the first step is just to get to know you. We'll get to know your operation and see what you're doing and then where you want to be. So we'll get to know your goals, what you're trying to do to improve the land. And then we'll work on this big old habitat management plan. And that's a kind of a big document where we plan out what we're going to do for the next 3 or so years. And that could be anything from like, oh, we're putting escape ramps in your troughs for the wildlife, or we're maybe adding a different pasture to change up our rotation. And then we'll get this plan together. We'll submit it to our third-party auditing service, which is called Food Alliance. And they'll look over that plan, and then they'll check in with you, get a little audit, and they'll make sure like we're doing everything on the plan, and then you'll be certified.
Wow, that sounds fairly easy.
Yeah. So it's a continuous program. You know, we keep auditing, or we check on everybody every year, make sure we're all doing what we're planning on doing. But it's easy, and I think it's pretty easy to get through.
It sounds so fascinating to me. Another question is, as a rancher, what's kind of my incentive? Why should I really care about these birds on my land?
Yeah, so that's one thing that Audubon Conservation Ranching has really been focusing on, is adding value to these birds. And so the first thing we have is the market side. So we work on both sides of this curtain to try to create a market demand for your product. So we do that through our seal, and that's a little logo that we have that goes on your beef. It's a USDA-approved seal. And that tells the consumer that they're buying that bird-friendly beef that was raised on bird-friendly land. But we also offer carbon monitoring. So that's kind of a new thing that we've been implementing in Texas, is we can test your carbon baseline storage and your soil health across your whole property.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sold. I think it's amazing. If I had a giant ranch or even just a little ranch, I would totally be on board with this program for sure. I do have a question. Do you work with any other kind of ranching? Like, obviously, beef is something that we sell and we eat here. Do you work with other kinds of ranches, like if there was a large horse ranch or something like that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I love it. So we do work with bison right now. We have a couple of bison certified ranches.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but we're working on expanding the program. As we go into these different types of livestock, it just takes a little bit more work to, get our plans written and get our standards and our protocols figured out as to what's the best. So, eventually I'm hoping we'll get into horses, sheep, goats, all your ruminants too. But for now, we just have cattle and bison.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's a fantastic start.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who are very excited about this and may not be ranchers, how can I find this Audubon bird-friendly beef?
Okay, yeah. So anybody can find where to buy Audubon Conservation beef. We have a lot of people that ship nationwide, as well as some local retailers that might be in your area. And that can be accessed at audubon.org/marketplace/conservation-ranching-products.
Awesome. And listeners, we will put this in our show notes as well so that you can easily find it. You just look at the show notes when you're done listening to our podcast. All right. Well, I have a question for you, Anita. What is your absolute favorite part of your job?
Yeah, I would say my favorite part is definitely meeting these ranchers out on their land and getting to see all the great work that they're doing already. Just taking those rides around the country and looking at their birds and seeing what they have out there.
Very cool. And how many certified ranches do we have here in the state of Texas?
Yeah, so we have 14 certified ranches in Texas, and that's for a total of about 87,000 acres.
Wow, that's a lot of acreage.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, Anita, thank you so much for joining us on Days of Dogwood Canyon. And it was fascinating hearing about this beef. And I will tell you, it's some scrumptiously delicious, good stuff. And I'm so excited that you're out there doing this conservation work, helping us as humans and helping birds at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for the invite. I appreciate being on y'all's podcast. And I love the work y'all are doing at Dogwood Canyon.
Oh, well, thank you so much.